Madeline Jenner is back with us with international news. Hi, Madeline. What's making the news?
Hi, Fran. Look, let's start in the US today, where there's been plenty of reaction to Donald Trump's State of the Union. It's pretty much consumed most of the American news networks for the last 15 hours or so.
Let me just say, master salesperson, used all of those stories really well. He was selling sweet-tasting candy with poison in it. What he said about those young people, he implied, and he did it deliberately, that dreamers are gang members.
That's Van Jones, a commentator from CNN there. Now, he basically slammed the speech, and the language is a little stronger than most. But if you look at the reactions across the board, there's been a somewhat similar response. The White House had hinted that the speech would take a softer bipartisan approach, but that olive branch that was at the start of the speech didn't necessarily stay for very long. So let's take a little look this morning at exactly what he did say and how likely it is that any of those promises will actually be happening. He started the speech with upbeat analysis of the economy and the jobs market. Trump said that since the 2016 election, 2.4 million new jobs have been created, and that is true. However, many have pointed out that this record run of job creation actually started in 2010, and that makes it hard to distinguish between the momentum developed under Trump and his predecessor, Barack Obama. Among the topics covered in the long speech, it was the third longest State of the Union in history, in fact, was infrastructure. And that was the one area where divided Republicans and Democrats could both be seen applauding.
Tonight, I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs. Every federal dollar should be leveraged by partnering with state and local governments, and where appropriate, tapping into private sector investment to permanently fix the infrastructure deficit. And we can do it.
But detail in this area was pretty light, and it often is in State of the Union speeches. And many have noted that Donald Trump has talked about infrastructure projects since he arrived in office, and there isn't much detail to be seen. Immigration, of course, was another key issue, with the issue shutting down the government, leading to the government shutdown a few weeks ago, and ongoing. It's an ongoing threat, really. He didn't talk a lot about the issue of the so-called dreamers, but at one point he did say Americans are dreamers too. Now, immigration was also a key message from Joe Kennedy, the grandson of Bobby Kennedy, who gave the Democrats' reply to the State of the Union, outlining a range of Democrat positions.
We choose a better deal for all who call our country home. We choose a living wage and a paid leave and affordable child care your family needs to survive. We choose pensions that are solvent, trade pacts that are fair, roads and bridges that won't rust away, a good education that you can afford. We choose a health care system that offers you mercy.
Now, State of the Union reply speeches are notoriously hard to pull off, and many have fallen flat. No one is ever really there to see the reply speech. Now, most of the commentators are saying today that Joe Kennedy did do a good job, but the decision to use him will do nothing to allay concerns about political dynasties. Now, the real question about Donald Trump's speech is how much of the speech will actually turn into real action. Alison Hansen is a political scientist at California's Dominican University, and she spent a decade studying State of the Union addresses and the ways presidents use them to set up policy priorities. Historically, the number of requests to action has been about 31, and about 43% of those actually end up being at least partially fulfilled. But Alison Hansen says Trump had far fewer calls to action, and some of those he made were particularly vague. So we'll wait to see what happens. And Fran, just very quickly, I don't really have a segue, but there's an amazing story that I've just got to, can't really ignore. A killer whale named Wiki has been taught to speak through his blowhole. Let's have a listen.
Hello. Hello.
That's not a person.
That's Wiki.
A whale. That's Wiki the whale. That's Wiki the whale. He speaks through his blowhole. He can also say his trainer's Amy's name.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. It's incredible. He also counts. Like,
Amy teach Wiki to speak?
Yes, Amy taught Wiki to speak. And there's some suggestion that maybe they could teach all whales to speak. They know whales have different dialects, and now maybe whales can talk. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, I would.
Hello. Hello.
Wow, that's going to do a lot more for stopping the killing of whales, you'd think, wouldn't you? Madeline, thank you very much. Incredible. Wiki, good go.